finding out how Michigan residents feel about wind turbines. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Residents in Manistee and Binzi counties are receiving surveys in the mail this week. The survey will ask questions about wind energy. Christy Manning is a visiting professor at McAllister College in Minnesota. She's supervising the survey.
To understand what it is about wind energy development that creates a sense of pro or anti in individuals. What are the various factors that tip a person to feel one way or the other?
Township officials will use the survey results to help them with future zoning decisions. There's also an online version of the survey that's available to anyone who lives in Michigan. You can find a link at environmentreport.org. This is the Environment Report. King Karate is a martial arts studio that's been in the Flint area for 22 years. But in the past few years, the couple who run the studio have broadened their definition of self-defense. And that's why they've added farming to their arsenal. Kyle Norris explains.
18-year-old Hakeem Gillard has a lot on his plate today. First, he's got to harvest vegetables for tomorrow's farmer's market.
Then I have to finish weeding the rest of the inside of the second greenhouse. And then I have to go to karate to teach. It's like Superman. I just get out of my work clothes and go right in my karate clothes.
Gillard is a second-degree black belt, and he teaches younger kids at King Karate. He also works on the karate studio's farm. Dora and Jackie King own King Karate. They started the Harvesting Earth Farm in 2008. Dora King says they were noticing that the kids they taught were struggling with things like attention deficit disorder, asthma, even obesity. And they wondered about the connection between those conditions and what kids were eating.
We would see kids with just sugar, just a bunch of 100% sugar stuff, whether it was the pops or the fruity drinks, or it was a lot of stuff with dyes in it.
The karate studio is located in a food desert with dozens of liquor stores, but not a lot of places to buy nutritious food. Dora King says they realized self-defense extends beyond physically protecting yourself from another person.
Whether it's what I eat, what I think, who I hang out with, all of those aspects come into our self-defense.
Vacant lots are another problem in the neighborhood. One spot across the street from the karate studio became a place where people dumped mountains of trash. In fact, Jackie King says the neighbors approached the karate studio and asked for help with the situation.
They came to us personally and says, anything we can do about this dump? And this had been dumped on for over 20 years.
So the Kings spent their own cash and bought the property, and they cleaned up years of industrial trash. Then they tested the soil continuously and nursed it back to health. There are now two greenhouses on 2 acres of land. Also got honeybees and 30 chickens, and solar panels power the greenhouses. Students have to volunteer their time on the farm in order to advance to a higher level belt in karate. And some of those kids are amazed to find out that food actually comes from the dirt. Hakeem Gillard says he didn't know too much about growing food before he became a karate farmer. But next year he's headed to Mott Community College to study agriculture and business.
I've learned that if you feed people the right kinds of food, they'll feel a lot better on the inside. And if they see the good things in their neighborhood, they won't have those bad thoughts like, I'm going to go down the street, all I'm going to see is like a dope house or bad things like that.
Gillard says now other people in the neighborhood cut their grass and they weed their yards and in general take better care of where they live. In fact, the Kings like to say the whole idea behind the farm is kind of like those TV shows where people flip a house. But in this case, they say they're flipping an entire neighborhood. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.
You can see photos of the Harvesting Earth Farm at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.